a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're glad you're listening. KSL News Time 315. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a passenger van carrying 11 construction workers rolled over by Salt Lake International Airport this morning. One individual was killed and five others remain in the hospital. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, shockwaves from Disney. Bob Iger is stepping down as head of Disney, effective immediately. The head of Disney theme parks, Bob Chapek, will replace him. Disney stock is down 2% in after-hours trading. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus.
We do have a couple of surface street crashes, one in South Jordan, 114th South and 1200 West. And then in West Jordan, a crash called out at 70th South and 1300 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lots of sunshine today. It's another cool start, but we're up to 40 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 38 now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Backer. Another punishing day on Wall Street. The Dow plunging 879 points today, losing more than 1,900 points in 2 days. Investors now coming around to the belief that the deadly coronavirus will not be contained abroad. Chief market strategist Art Hogan with National Securities in New York says some companies have yet to see the worst of it.
Right now, since we're not at that point where we think the bad news has peaked, markets are probably going to be looking at economic activity that is not just slow for the first quarter, but into the second quarter as well.
All of this exacerbated by a stark warning from the Centers for Disease and Control today.
The CDC's Dr. Nancy Messonnier says the COVID-19 or coronavirus is already spreading from person to person in other countries without direct connections to China, and it will happen here.
More of a question of exactly when this will happen and how many people in this country will have severe illness.
The president already requesting several billion to help find a vaccine and prevent a U.S. epidemic. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Details being finalized for tonight's Democratic presidential debate.
Seven candidates have qualified to participate in the debate sponsored by CBS News and the Congressional Black Caucus Institute. The optics of the nationally televised event are top of mind for the campaigns. A formula based on polling numbers and pledged delegates was used to determine the order in which the candidates will stand at their podiums. On the far left side of the TV screens will be former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. On the far right, billionaire Tom Steyer. And right square in the middle, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Charleston.
Harvey Weinstein is in a New York hospital being treated for high blood pressure and heart palpitations, says his lawyer, admitted shortly after being convicted yesterday on two sex crime charges. Our parent company, Disney, announcing that Bob Chapek is named chief executive officer, taking over from Bob Iger immediately. Chapek most recently served as chairman of Disney Parks. You're listening to ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth.
Eye on the Hill 2020.
A bill that would lower the punishment for polygamy and bigamy has support in the Utah State Senate, but is facing some heat from outside Utah. Brown University Professor Rose McDermott joined Live Mike with Lee Lonsbury earlier this afternoon to explain her concerns with reclassifying bigamy. Dr. McDermott's research shows it does more harm to women and children than good.
A couple of dozen downstream consequences that are statistically significantly correlated with rates of polygamy, including things like decreased age of marriage in girls, higher rates of birth, especially in young girls between 15 and 19, lower rates of education for both boys and girls, higher rates of sex trafficking, higher rates of HIV infection.
McDermott says the current legislation could really hurt the Utah economy.
To the current legislation, I think it's important for Utah legislators to consider relates to the financial aspects of how this affects things like welfare fraud and the tax code and other consequences that result from children not having the same kind of legal status.
The bill is now moving to the Utah State House for a vote. KSL News Time 319. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. And here's Ricky Meese.
We've had an accident reported in West Valley, 5600 West, 2700 South. That's Parkway Boulevard. I don't actually see the crash, but I've definitely seen some southbound heavy and slow traffic anywhere on 5600 West from I-80 all the way down to about 4100 South. Bangor Highway seen some southbound slowing between 2100 South and 35th. The rest of your Salt Lake County main secondaries are actually in great shape, and so far so good on all your Salt Lake County freeways, including southbound I-15 from Salt Lake to Provo. Steve?
Got a couple of city street crashes, one in South Jordan, 114 South and about 12th West. The other in West Jordan at 70th South and 13th West. Meantime, I-15 rolling free and clear, both north and southbound, running between Salt Lake and Willard Bay. No issues on the West Belt so far, Legacy Parkway or Highway 89. Over the past 22 years, Fieldstone Homes has built over 5,000 homes in Utah. Personalize your new home today. Visit FieldstoneHomes.com. Fieldstone Homes, Utah's home builder. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast with Graham Wayman.
A lot of sunshine today. We're going to keep this going all the way through the end of the week. Eventually, things start to get warmer. Today, mostly sunny skies, cool with a high of only 40 degrees. Sunshine tomorrow, we're up to 45. And then plenty of sun on Thursday. It warms up even more up to 50 degrees and 53. Lots of sunshine on Friday. A little spring fever on Saturday. Partly cloudy skies gets up to 57. And then it cools on Sunday. More clouds, scattered rain showers. High temperature that day, 49. It'll be cooler on Monday. Clouds and 46. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
38 degrees, so much going on. Coronavirus fears, the market tanks. There's a debate tonight. Stay with us. Don't cheat on me.
Jeff Kaplan. Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Hey, it's Jeff Kaplan here. When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
A 7-day trip to a tropical paradise sounds relaxing until...
My bag showed up on day 7.
Lost luggage can leave you livid.
It ruined my vacation.
So, what do you do about it?
I want a resolution to this, and I will keep fighting.
See what happened when the KSL investigators got involved.
Do you think they make it difficult on purpose?
Yes.
They want you to give up and go away.
Where's My Luggage? Wednesday on KSL 5 News at 10.
Come on and get away.
Ready for a romantic getaway with your sweetheart? Morris Murdoch Travel and Delta Vacations have teamed up to save you up to $350 off your next dreamy vacation. Choose from several warm weather destinations, including Hawaii, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Costa Rica, just to name a few. Mexico warms the soul, the Caribbean relaxes the mind, and the Hawaiian islands captivate the senses and ignites passion. Stay at an endless array of relaxing resorts ranging from value to luxury. Any sunny destination you choose is sure to beat the winter blues. Call Morris Murdoch today and save up to $350 off your next vacation. Morris Murdoch Travel is the largest seller of Delta Vacations in the Intermountain West, so you know you'll be getting a great value. So pack your bags, get out of the cold, and enjoy a well-deserved romantic vacation with the one you love.
Come on and get away, Morris Murdoch.
Restrictions may apply. See morrismurdoch.com/delta for full terms of this offer.
It's hard to believe 2020 is already here. Where does time go? With a new year and start upon us,
I'm going to challenge you to place one more priority on your list. What would you give for a fresh set of eyeballs? I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and my request is simple. If you're working with another financial advisor, give us the opportunity to provide you a fresh set of eyeballs. You already see the value a financial advisor can bring, so you're the type of client we enjoy working with the most. However, not all advisors are the same. Our advisors are not just financial advisors, they're fiduciary advisors. We have hearts of teachers and are a vetted Dave Ramsey provester and will always place your best interest first. And that's exactly why most of our clients come from other financial advisors. For a fresh set of eyeballs, call us today, 801-899-7600, or visit us at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
We're watching Utah's money. Another painful day on Wall Street. The threat of a global pandemic sent the Dow sprawling to another huge loss. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says it's no big deal.
Our economy's in good shape. This virus won't last forever. We have contained it.
Nonetheless, the Dow tumbled 878 points, down almost 7% over the past 2 days. The S&P 500 fell 94. The NASDAQ gave up 255 points. Can the Apple Watch reduce the risk of stroke? Apple wants to know. They've teamed up with Johnson & Johnson for a study of people over age 65. The study kicks off today. Natural grocery stores are at risk. Two of them have filed bankruptcy over the past week. Lucky's Market and Earth Fare went belly up in part because organic groceries are showing up more and more in the regular supermarket. KSL Drives Ford is recalling some popular pickups. It's because of a headlight problem. The recall involves F-150s with LED headlights. The automatic setting just doesn't work correctly. KSL News Time 325, the Amazon Go cashier-free supermarket is finally open in Seattle. Todd Fuchs found out the answers to some questions that we had about how this works.
Yeah, and for a guy who's kind of scared of the self-checkout at Smith's, I was curious and also worried about this. This blogger got a little pre-tour and sort of explains how it works.
Imagine it kind of like a driverless car. So the car can detect objects on the road like a pedestrian, but in this case, I'm the pedestrian. It's that same sort of technology powered by machine learning and using so many cameras. I mean, you think there's more surveillance cameras in a regular store? I think you're probably mistaken. I feel kind of like I'm being watched right now.
You got cameras in the ceiling working with sensors underneath shelves to track what you take from it and even senses when you put it back.
And so when you pick something up, it knows that you picked it up. Then when you walk out the door, it confirms you walked out the door with the item and they just hit up your credit card.
My big thing was, do you have to weigh your own vegetables? And the answer is no.
Wait, that's a good question, isn't it?
I think so. That's the thing I hate most at the self-checkout. The produce is sold in packages or it's by the item. So like every tomato you get, I guess they're saying, well, it's about this size, which costs about this much. So it's 75 cents a tomato from this shelf. Avocados, like $1.19 each, like all over the store. So there's no weighing confused, but that also means like no bulk section. So no yogurt-covered pretzels for you. There's also no meat or seafood counter, and nobody going to make a sandwich for
you. What do
you
mean? Wait. There's no meat or what?
There is meat and seafood there, but there's no counter there.
It's all prepackaged stuff.
All prepackaged stuff. So it's kind of like you get what you get, but at least you can pick out a cantaloupe
and
get some broccoli.
Well, the important part, what this is all about, how much time do you save on the way out the door?
As much time as it would. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that, but you save all the time from not seeing a cashier.
KSL News Time, 327.